How to do a life inventory. Lincoln here, and welcome to another Divine Downloads. This is your biblical muse for the confused, where we mentor biblically literate males to explore challenging spiritual issues to make your family strong. We're grateful for your attention today on, I think this is our first Divine Downloads for 2023, and today is a special day, May 5th, which marks another anniversary of my dad's passing and his graduation, as we would say here in the Christian world. And we are grateful that you're sharing with us this opportunity to honor the life of my dad. He was, and I think many people still call him, a good leader, a good Christian mentor. And today we're honoring him, honoring God's grace in his life, through doing today a life, looking at mentoring our families on how to do a life inventory. And we're looking at this from Psalm 90, verses 10 to 12. I'm just going to read Psalm 90, verse 10 to 12 very quickly. Before I do that, it's important to understand how to do a life inventory, because we, recognizing that wasting our days, wasting our time on this planet, reduces our and our family's welfare or well-being. So we need a way to evaluate and appreciate our time or our effort. And that's the reason we are presenting this today in this first Divine Downloads for 2023 on how to do a life inventory. So we're listening to this today to understand a little bit about how to do a life inventory, so we don't waste our effort, we don't waste our time on this planet. And wasting time or wasting effort actually reduces the welfare and well-being of our own, for ourselves and our family. Let's jump into Psalm 90, verses 10 to 12. I'm going to read from the ancient language of the King James Version, Psalm 90, 10 to 12, and then I'll read from the more modern language of the Good News Version. Psalm 90, 10 to 12, in the ancient King James Version, says, "The days of our lives, of our years, are 70 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath." Verse 12 says, "So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." And then the more modern Good News Version says, Psalm 90, verses 10 to 12. 70 years is all we have, 80 years if we are strong. Yet all they bring us is trouble and sorrow. Life is soon over and we are gone. Who has felt the full power of your anger? Who knows what fear your fury can bring? Verse 12. Teach us how short our life is, so that we may become wise. That's Psalm 90, verse 10 to 12. Again, we are talking about this topic of how to do a life inventory. And we're looking at this because wasting our days reduces our and our family's welfare or well-being. And so, we are proposing, and we need a way to evaluate and appreciate our time and our effort. Now, Moses, the writer of this psalm here, says that humans are so fickle, and are now only expected to live 70 years. That's in Psalm 90, verse 10. So 70 years is roughly 25,550 days. Now remember, Adam and Methuselah, who are ancient figures in the Hebrew Bible, lived almost 13 times this life expectancy, living over 900 years old, according to the biblical story. Yah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, according to the Bible, indeed points to a shortening of the days for the elect's sake through his son Jesus in Matthew 24, verse 22. So Moses is reflecting here that we are more finite than before, as he tries to rally the Hebrews to live meaningful lives in the time we have. So we're seeing here that the more meaningless we live, is the less time on earth we are allotted as a species. Now we're making a point that before Methuselah, Adam, they seem to have more meaningful lives, and they lived longer, and as we sin more, as we get more and more meaningless, because a sinful life is seen as less meaningful than a godly life, as we live less godly lives, we're allotted less time on earth as a species, is how we interpret Matthew 24:22. So, how do we assess and live meaningfully? In Psalm 90 verse 12, there are three important words: teach, number, and day. We'll get back to this after the break. Framing Young Minds is here. If you are missing an easy-to-read and yet deep resource to refocus your parenting on what really matters, then go to Amazon.com. Purchase at least two copies of our book, Framing Young Minds, right now, and leave us a review. Framing Young Minds condenses a lot of what we have mentored over the past 20 years concerning parenting strong children. The author or founder, Tanya Price, focuses on 8 foundational frames for Christly parenting, which parents who want children to live fulfilled lives must practice. So join us right now by going to Amazon.com, purchasing at least 2 copies of Framing Young Minds, and leaving a review. Your children at any age will thank you. Welcome again to This Divine Downloads. This is our Biblical News for the Confused, where we assist biblically literate males to explore challenging issues to make our families strong. We introduce the topic of how to do a life inventory from Psalm 90, verse 10 to 12, in our first segment, and we are continuing on this, I think, important topic of knowing how to evaluate our lives from Psalm 90, verse 10 to 12. In Psalm 90, verse 12, we ended the previous segment on 3 important words: teach, number, and day. So let's continue from there. And in Psalm 90, verse 12, the first word we want to spend a little bit of time in exploring, because again, we are doing this because we want to assess how to live meaningfully, not just for ourselves, but for our family. We can determine our own ways of purpose in our own life. However, the Bible is saying that there is a specific way that we can value our time so that we can live wisely and live godly lives. We don't want to leave how we use our effort, we expend our energy during the time that we're allotted on this planet to our opinion and to our feelings and to our biases. So the first word here in Psalm 90 verse 12 is teach. Teach us to number our days, I believe. And the word here, when he says here, teach us how to number our days. See, teach us to number our days that we may apply our heart unto wisdom, is the ancient language. The more modern language says, teach us how short our life is, so that we may become wise. That's Psalm 90 verse 12. So either way you take it, the starting point is teach. We need to be taught. Teach here means to reveal, make known, and make someone understand. So the teach word here, that the Hebrews would understand this as to reveal, make known, and make someone understand. The second important word in Psalm 90 verse 12 is number. So a number, the word number here in Hebrew is to weigh out, constitute, put together, appoint, prepare, and set. So number here is to weigh out, constitute, put together, appoint, prepare, and set, according to the Strong's dictionary, the Strong's Hebrew dictionary. The third word is day. In Hebrew, the word day here means useful time or time in the light. Spending a little more time on the word day, in their ancient Hebrew culture and their minds, night is dangerous as they don't yet have our comforts and are usually unable to address dangerous animals and proper illumination at night as we often can know. So Hebrews are under the urgency of a day as the time when the sun is up and have more drive to use their sunlight. So we're putting these words together in Psalm 90 verse 12. This implies a deliberate, and here we're talking about a proactive management of your days or your time, or more technically your effort, which must mean we have determined what our mission is for the time we are granting. This must and can be built on Ecclesiastes 12 verse 13, where Solomon, the alleged preacher, the writer of this book of Ecclesiastes, just talks about the vanity of living materialistic or naturalistic lives, where we are now encouraged and exhorted in Ecclesiastes 12, 13 to fear God, keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man. That's our overarching mission statement as humanity. I think this wise man is trying to exhort us. And Matthew 22, 37 to 40, greatest commandment, which puts together the Shema along with loving your neighbor as yourself. So we should love the Lord thy God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love our neighbor as ourselves. Jesus puts those two commands together in what is known as the greatest commandment. So we're talking about the mission for our life. It must be built on, we're saying Ecclesiastes 12, 13, which is Solomon wrapping up all that life under the sun, boils down to fear God, keep his commandments. And then Jesus says in Matthew 22, 37 to 40, that we are here to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love our neighbor as ourselves. And Paul speaks to love as a fulfillment of the law. However, this is something we must learn from Yah. Remember the first word in Hebrews, the first word that we focus on in Hebrews in Psalm 90 verse 12 is to teach us. We must learn from Yah. So to do an inventory or evaluation of our days, we must be taught by Yahweh to do that. Now, we're sharing this with you because we believe that Yahweh has taught me here to do a character balance sheet. And this is where we write down our mission, and then we make a table with what we call assets, what helps us to achieve the mission on the left of the table, and liabilities, what prevents us from achieving the mission on the right. This is similar to how accountants use a balance sheet. For me, an asset is discipline, as I can repeat a successful task indefinitely. Example, physical training or getting up to pray. We're going to actually take a break here, and if you want a little more detail on this, we're going to be preparing and putting on our YouTube channel a little bit more in-depth on presentation on this, that you could look at the visuals and follow even this podcast a little bit more deep, fully, as we would say. So let's take another break and continue on exploring the character balance sheet. Framing Young Minds is here. If you are missing an easy-to-read and yet deep resource to refocus your parenting on what really matters, then go to Amazon.com. purchase at least 2 copies of our book, Framing Young Minds, right now and leave us a review. Framing Young Minds condenses a lot of what we have mentored over the past 20 years concerning parenting strong children. The author or founder, Tanya Price, focuses on 8 foundational frames for Christly parenting, which parents who want children to live fulfilled lives must practice. So join us right now by going to Amazon.com, purchasing at least 2 copies of Framing Young Minds and leaving a review. Your children at any age will thank you. Welcome back to this Divine Downloads. We are continuing on this very important topic of how to do a life inventory. We, as males and male supporters, we are very, very interested and curious about a meaningful life, how we live meaningful lives, and also how we evaluate the meaning behind our lives, the purpose behind our lives, and how we coach and mentor our families to do the same. We ended our previous segment on the introduction of the character balance sheet, and we said that we would post a little bit more detail on this on our YouTube channel, which is also Turn Number 2 Burn on YouTube. So here we said that we do an inventory or evaluation of our days under the instruction of Yahweh, as Psalm 90 verse 12 says, teach us to number our days. So we are here proposing a method of which is taken from accounting of a balance sheet, where of course you have a mission, and the mission of a balance sheet of course is to help you to understand your net worth, what you owe, versus to be able to assess what you owe someone minus what you own. And your net wealth is seen as the difference between how much you owe, how much you own, and how much you owe to other people. So here again, we are using a similar methodology. We have a mission. It's not necessarily about accumulating physical wealth. Here we're accumulating spiritual wealth. We understand our spiritual wealth is in doing the mission that Yahweh has prepared for us. As Jesus taught, our meat and drink is to do the will of Him that has sent us here to earth. So that is how we actually achieve. That's the currency, the divine currency. Are we about our Father's business? Are we doing the mission that God has put us here to do? And we look at that mission from Ecclesiastes 12:13 and Matthew 22:37-40. We are here to fear God, keep His commandments. We're here to love God and love our neighbor as ourselves. And excuse me, what we look at as assets, you were saying, is what helps us to achieve the mission, to fear God, to love our neighbor, and to love God. And those assets are on the left of the table, liabilities, what prevents us from fearing God and keeping His commandments and loving God and loving our neighbor as ourselves. Those are on the right of the character balance sheet. Those of our traits, those of our personality, our culture, how we were grown, all these things are placed on the right. And I was going in a little bit more detail about an asset for me, which some people would say is discipline, the ability to, or the superpower, some people would say, or some people would say a curse, to repeat a successful task indefinitely. Example, some people would say physical training or getting up to pray in the mornings and to read scripture. Now, this helps me, I believe, in the mission and my family with our mission to be godly family mentors. That is a part of what we, that's our mission here in family, the Family Training Institute, that we enable strong individuals to be strong families worldwide through family mentoring. However, a liability is my inflexibility, many would say, which prevents me from trying new things when existing things are not promoting our family mentoring goals. When I identify an asset and a liability, the next step in our prayer time is we do what are called topical studies. studies of a part, and this is taught in what, in the Open Bible Institute of Theology by extension. You can do a little more research on that, but there's a particular way to go through a topic biblically, choose a topic, get a reference, do biblical passages, go through a summary and the overview, and end with the application. But that's a little bit more detail. You can get a lot more detail in the INSTEA Open, the Open Bible sponsored INSTEA, Institute of Theology by extension, teaching you that way in which to break down biblical topics and study them. So I can study discipline, I can study stubbornness and inflexibility biblically in a particular way through a particular discipline. And out of that topical study, we can develop prayer points about how to pray strategically about, let's say for me, discipline and stubbornness, which are two related issues. One is a perversion of the other. So example, for discipline, I study Joshua. You can study either through, you can do a biographical study, a study of a character in the Bible. You can do a topical study. And I found when I studied Joshua, Joshua 1 verse 8, where Joshua was mentored by Moses, where he said, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that's written in it," etc. So he was mentoring, Moses was mentoring Joshua to be consistent and disciplined in the law of the Lord. That's how he's going to live prosperously. That's how he's going to have good success, a meaningful and successful life. Good success, not just materialistic success, but good success, which is the goal of meaningful life. So after I do the character balance sheet, I do a topical study or a character study, I go into the Bible about those character traits that I'm looking at in the balance sheet. I then pray and develop a prayer point. So that would be a third step on the character balance sheet. We pray for more consistency expected in Joshua 1 verse 8 through the Bible. The Bible text leads us into how to pray. We recognize that temperance is a spiritual fruit, and that is known from Galatians 5 verse 23. For inflexibility, I pray for consciousness. I looked at the Apostle Paul in the New Testament, and we looked at the story of when he wanted to go into Bithynia, which was a place in Asia. He was told to go to Macedonia instead in Acts 16 verse 6 to 10. Now, me and my stubborn self, I'd probably be bucking against the Holy Spirit and still try to go to Bithynia. Who knows what would have happened? But here we see Paul, and we know Paul was very fixed and disciplined, yes, but here he was flexible to the Holy Spirit. He said the Holy Spirit actually forbid them from going to Bithynia. And then they had a vision in Acts 16, 6 to 10 of a man calling them to go to Macedonia instead. We know out of that comes Philippians and a whole range of other great stories of the Acts of the Apostles, or the Acts of Christ with his apostles. So that story led me into how to pray for consciousness, based on John 17 verse 3, where Jesus says in what we call the real Lord's prayer, the prayer that Jesus prayed for his disciples. In John 17, 3, this is eternal life, to know God and his Son Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. And this John 17 verse 3 speaks to a consciousness that Jesus had of God. And we should have that consciousness here in our own lives, to be flexible and to practice whenever opportunities come up, to understand how God is moving in that specific situation, and to operate in that way rather than just being fixed in one particular way of operating. So that's a challenge for me, to be flexible, from John 17 verse 3, looking at how Paul operated also in Acts 16 verse 6 to 10. We practice asking ourselves, writing down how this change can be good at the time a choice is required. And then I relook at my notes in my prayer time to understand how I'm exercising this particular practice of flexibility based on God's specific how the Holy Spirit is flowing in my life at a particular time. So I know we've gone a little bit longer in this segment than previous segments, but we want to encourage you to do an exercise as we close off on this Divine Download. We want you to join us on our YouTube channel. Let's try to do this together on YouTube about this character balance sheet. We want to look at ourselves, assess ourselves, our character traits, our personality, our cultural thoughts and attitudes. We want to find Bible verses, do particular techniques through the Bible to find verses, and we want that discuss these particular traits and cultural practices in our character that we have absorbed into our character. And we want to pray about our assets and liabilities and develop good practices that we can use concerning those assets and liabilities. So we encourage you to join us on that challenge, on that exercise on our YouTube channel at Turn Number 2 Burn. So in closing, when God opens our understanding to the 25,550 days we may have on earth, then we will see how urgent our actions are and make godly or wise choices, or as Moses said in the Psalms, apply our heart to wisdom. Outside of being divinely taught, we will waste our days and make ungodly choices, which reduces our family's overall welfare. So let me just close in a quick prayer. Father, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to share on how to do a life inventory through this character balance sheet. Help us to understand that you want to teach us to number our days so we can apply our hearts unto wisdom and godly choices. We pray, Lord, that we will join into this exercise on YouTube. We pray for everyone on this Divine Download, so that your will be done in our lives, that we will understand that we may have 25,550 days. And the issue is we have to make sure each of those days count, that we are doing your will for our lives. And we understand Jesus had 33 years, which is roughly half of this. And in his time, he did so much. And as John ended up in John 20 saying that if we wrote down all the things that Jesus did, we would not have enough books to capture everything he did. So we pray that our lives will be meaningful and that we will understand how to live meaningful lives. That your will be done in the lives of every person that is in our vocal range. We ask you to rebuke every plan of Satan concerning everyone listening to this Divine Downloads. And we pray that you bless us all. We pray, O Father, that your kingdom will come to every life that is in our vocal range today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lincoln here from Turn to Burn. Thank you for coming to the end of another Manliness Rally with us. If you need assistance in implementing and executing or following through on the proposals, on the suggestions, on the hints that we gave you today, we encourage you to visit us at famtfamily.com and to sign up for one of our messianic programs. We also encourage you to join our Facebook family or at our Facebook handle, FamTStrong. You can also email us at connect@famtfamily.com. Lincoln encouraging you to have a great day today, crushing effeminacy. Why rob God and this world of you and your family? And until next time, be nuclear.